Blog Talk Radio. Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And tonight, we are on Cleo's Movie Review with our co-host, Antonio Foster from Memphis, Tennessee. And he is a fellow sneakerhead reviewing the movie Sneakerheads from Netflix. How you doing, Antonio? What's up? How you doing, Tony? What's up?
I'm glad you got me on. I'm here ready to talk about sneakers. This is what I do. Avid sneakerhead. Well, really a Jordan and Nike head, but, you know, it's all the same in the culture. Glad you brought me on. Excited to do this. Let's go.
Yes, yes. I'm totally stoked about having you here tonight. For our audience out there, I am originally, if you don't know it, hence the name Cleopatra Memphis Studios, I am originally from Memphis, Tennessee, M-Town, as we call it. I'm from East Memphis, and we have been in, our family has been in Frazier, Orange Mound, South Memphis, Hickory Hill. We are everywhere, but that is my city. That's the hometown. But we're talking about sneakerheads tonight, and this is a movie you must see on Netflix. Let me get started by saying the series is directed by Dave Meyer, and it's written by Jay Longino, Jason Bevel, Carl Tart, Cara Brown, Annie Clemens, and Rose McLeese. Now, as you know, some of the famed actors in there, some leads, some black leads. That's why I'm feeling this film, Antonio, is on point in 6 episodes. We got some more coming up. But Alan Maldonado is Devin, and Andrew Batchelor is Bobby, some of the main characters, and they are simply hilarious. So give me your take on it. Give me your take.
I liked it. I like how they put a comedic spin on it. They made the show fun. It was very unpredictable, and it had a very good plot to it. From the beginning to the end, it kept me entertained, and yeah, I love it because, I mean, it's all about the culture I'm a part of, so I gave it 2 thumbs up.
All right, 2 thumbs up. Now, tell me something about the culture. Now, I know a little bit. I'm more of a heels fan. I do like my sneakers. I do like my Nikes, but tell us, give some a little knowledge about sneakerhead culture.
Well, for me, I just speak on my experience. The reason why I'm into sneakers is because of Michael Jordan. That was my idol growing up. And just wanting those shoes that was on his feet, he played the game in. They was like trophies to me as a kid because, you know, I didn't come from an affluent background or anything like that. And, you know, growing up, my mom couldn't really afford to buy me the type of shoes I wanted. So that's always been something that I was deeply, heavily into because I'm a big basketball fan. And
right. And it, let me pause you on that. Not just only a big basketball fan, y'all. This boy is how tall? 6'4"? Am I correct?
6'4".
Yeah, 6'4", y'all. So imagine him just standing next side of me and I'm 5'1". I'm a little bitty, so he's like chef around everybody. So it's hilarious. It is hilarious. And that's been since we were young. He was always the big kid, but he was always a cool kid. He ain't starting no trouble, but, you know, don't start no mess, it won't be no mess type deal, right?
That's how it is, you know, easy and cool, you know. I bring the smoke if you want it, but I keep it reserved, you know.
Exactly. That's how we are in Memphis, y'all. Y'all want it. Y'all want it. But anyway, let me digress, you know. I'm feeling my roots. But I'm definitely going to also give this film a 5-star rating. The storyline was awesome. The directing, the cinematography was on point. And y'all going to catch some pictures of me where they were shooting. I can't wait for y'all to see it. We're going to post it a little later on Facebook and on Twitter, a few other places where you can see actual footage as to where they were actually shooting the shoe stores and everything. We're going to take a little tour here for L.A. I can't wait for y'all to see that. And when you and your family come to L.A., y'all get to tour these wonderful sneakerhead havens here in L.A. from M-Town. You ready for that?
Ready for that. And I know L.A. is heavy with the sneakers. I know Flight Club out there. A lot of people out there into Dunks, Vans, all kind of stuff. So, yeah, L.A. Is very ingratiated into the culture.
Yes, I'm super stoked about that. So we're going to have M-Town, L.A., and we're going to bring it together, and we're going to all have some sneaker fun. And you're going to see me buy me a nice pair of kicks, and I think I may let him pick it out, y'all. What y'all think? So if you feel in that, if you feel in the movie, I want you to call in and let us know at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And tell us what you think of Sneakerhead. And a lot of people may say, oh, they don't want to see a film about sneakers, but that was a lie. That was not the truth. This was an off-the-chain film. We're filling it from L.A. to Memphis and New York, everywhere. And I hope you support them on Netflix and watch this movie. So we're going to tune it out right now. We're going to wrap everything up for Cleo's movie review. And thank you, Antonio Sneakerhead Foster, for coming on to support and co-host with me tonight and let people know a little bit about the culture in M-Town and L.A. and sneakerhead culture all together so they can go ahead and be a part of this movie tribe with Netflix. All right?
Yes, what's up? That's what's up, eh? I'm glad you had me on. You know, I love talking about shoes and culture. And, you know, we go way back, so we family.
That's right. We fam. We fam, y'all. And y'all know that means don't mess with him. Don't mess with him and fam. Don't mess with nobody. So, thank you for tuning in to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. Until next time, people, what do I always say? Be great.
Peace.